With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran has fired missiles at Israel and various Arab states, apparently hitting the U.S. Embassy compound in Kuwait, while Israel and the U.S. pounded targets in Iran. The war expanding Monday with statements of defiance and increasing casualties. In Tehran, authorities say at least 550 people have been killed. Kuwait's defense ministry says several American warplanes have gone down in the country, but all pilots and crew members safely ejected. U.S. Embassy compound also hit a drone attack targeting a Saudi oil refinery, but officials say the drones there were intercepted. Meanwhile, President Trump says U.S. combat operations against Iran could last several weeks.
The president said the military operation known as Epic Fury is just getting started.
Combat operations continue at this time in full force, and they will continue until all of our objectives are achieved.
In a phone interview with the British newspaper The Daily Mail, the president said the military campaign could last 4 weeks or so. He has described the mission as right and necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, that action forcing a number of countries to halt flights.
The disruptions come as countries near that region close their airspace. In addition, three key airports that connect Europe, Africa, and the West to Asia halted operations. Israel, Qatar, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, and Bahrain all closed their airspace. Those closures stranded thousands of travelers or diverted them to other airports.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting from Washington. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Vermont. Here's Michael Harrington.
The state will no longer require foster parents to embrace transgenderism. Alliance Defending Freedom sued on behalf of a Christian couple, and state officials have decided to settle. ADF has released a statement saying, quote, "No parent should be forced to lie to a vulnerable child about who they are, much less promote irreversible and life-altering procedures that don't have any proven health benefits." ADF won a similar case in Massachusetts last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, authorities in Sri Lanka have arrested the country's former intelligence chief. That in connection with a suicide bomb attack on Easter Sunday 2019. It targeted numerous churches and killed at least 270 people. The attacks were believed to be inspired by ISIS. One Protestant church and two Catholic churches were hit. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore says data proving that President Trump's economic policies are working, and he predicts Americans will soon witness the achievement of the president's policies.
I understand people are angry about groceries. I think people are angry about, what does it cost to buy a hamburger or a steak these days? People are angry about housing costs, which are very high, and health care, because the Affordable Care Act was anything but affordable. But Trump is on the job, and he's going to bring those prices down, or at least he's going to bring the inflation rate substantially down, as he already has.
At least two retail customers have now filed proposed class action lawsuits against companies that have sued in trade court to ensure they receive refunds from tariffs that have now been deemed illegal. More details, srnnews.com.